You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
That's right, we are live. It is Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman in the house right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thank you for anyone that's joining in, listening in, tuning in, allowing us to enter your eardrums. We appreciate that and always appreciate the good stuff we see on Twitter and everything that you guys tell on FNTSY. What's up? We love ITL. Just say what's up. Just give them a little sup.
Sup, you know? What's up? Something's tasty.
What's up? What's up? Hey, real quick. It's an emergency chicken. It's just the leg. Or what's another piece? It's like breast?
The thigh.
Thigh? The thigh. Okay. I got a thigh for you real quick, Bogman. Let me find
it
real quick.
I'm hungry. I'll eat it.
Okay. Chris Carson, Seattle, fantasy points. I will open it. And Pavona said the butt. Maybe this would be the butt. He has a Seahawk. So Chris Carson, who Pete Carroll is really enamored with and, as he said, anxious. He looks to get
Did
some
Did he say it all creepy like that? Was he like, guaranteed. I'm very anxious for Chris
The
Carson.
Quote on RotoWorld was anxious and guaranteed Pete Carroll was
Sounds like he's
I'm
reading
anxious.
Romance novels.
Mm-hmm. Total fantasy points. I will open it at 5.
You win.
Oh, really? Damn it.
Thomas Rawls, man.
Yeah, damn it.
Thomas Rawls is coming back. I don't want that offensive line is horrible. Spoiler alert, in our DFS game, I took the Niners defense. First of all, they were really, really cheap. I know they're on the road against Seattle. It's probably not a very good pick. No. But they were super cheap, and I don't know if I've seen an offensive line as bad as the Seahawks is. It is absolutely god-awful. Russell Wilson was on the ground after every single play against Green Bay, so... I am not messing with that at all. You can take the 5 points for Chris Carson. To be honest, I kind of hope you win that one because I would like to get some kind of settlement here on who is going to be the back because it's obviously not going to be Fat Eddie. He's
I don't think we're getting that anytime soon.
You're probably right. You know what? The starting back is probably not even on the team right now by the end of the year. So,
okay. You know, we got a caller on here. Let's have Sam Holt do the break because we're literally going to go to break here in a minute. I want to give him time. Where we're going to go through our picks. So, Sam, hold on here. We got a question as far as who we're going for the flex. We're going to do our picks here in a second segment in just a second here. Bogman, how did we do? Just real quick, you wrote down some of the results of our how we did against the spread and everything like that. What did we rock out in that last week?
We're going over that? All right.
Yeah, let's go over that.
You were 8-5-2 against the spread.
Not bad.
Very nice.
I can win. That's a win.
Over-unders, you were 6-8-1. So one game push
over-unders,
on the
I was 6-8-1. Really? I was worse on the over-unders?
You were worse on the over-unders. Yeah, absolutely. And that's how we did.
How did you do?
What?
How did the Bogman do?
I can't hear you. I was 6-7-2 against the spread this week, and I was 4-10-1 on the over-unders.
Oof.
So, you know, we're looking... We're going to put this one in the rearview mirror of the Welsh, and we're going to focus on week 2. I'm not here to talk about the past. I'm here to talk about the future.
All right, well, we're going to talk about the future with week 2, over-under spreads, all the matchups. If Sam's still on, if he holds, we got a fantasy question. It's more coming up. It's Bogman and the Welsh in this league. Don't go anywhere on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
Welcome back. It is Bogman the Welsh for In This League. If you're looking for more football action, you can always get it on FNTSY. But I want to remind you guys to check out the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. because it is dropping on Friday, and we have got Chris Harris from Harris Football joining us on there, where we will go into some heavy pick'em stuff, our ranks as far as where we're ranking out the players. So go check it out in this league. Fantasy Football Podcast is where you want to check it on iTunes and all the places, or inthisleague.com gets it. So we're going to go through the matchups, but we have got a caller, Sam in San Diego. It is Spanish for something I can't say on the radio, and we got a question. Sam, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. You guys?
Is San Diego amazing right now?
Yeah. You know, every single year.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm jealous. What do we got, dude?
It's 110 here, so yeah.
Over here, it's like 82 right now.
Oh, man. See, that's worse than roster bragging, because San Diego is just the most beautiful place on the planet. All right. Well, what do you got? You live in the most beautiful place in the world. You got to have a great question for us, so drop it to us.
I got a question on my flex. I picked both of them this week on the waiver wire. I got Cooper Kupp from the Rams.
Okay.
And also have Kenny Golladay.
Man, you got both of them? What is this, a full point PPR?
No, it's a standard 12 team.
Oh, that makes this tougher. Okay. Is this two running back, three wide receiver? Not that it necessarily matters, but I'm just curious. Like, what's the rest of the roster look like before we give you the answer? Is it, like, pretty solid? Like, who are your running backs and wide receivers?
Well, quarterback, I have Dak Prescott.
Okay.
I have Michael Thomas and DeAndre Hopkins.
That's good.
Nice.
Melvin Gordon and Kareem Hunt.
Mm. Yeah, baby. Okay. All right. Okay, so the reason I asked that, what's that? What's the last one?
My tight end is Jordan Reed.
Okay. So you're jamming. The reason I asked that was to see, like, how much floor do you have on your team? You got a lot of really good options right now. So when I take a look at that, if it's between the two, I was going to tell you Cooper Kupp, because I think there's going to be kind of high-flying in the Washington game, and I like him from a PPR standpoint. But Kenny Golladay showed last week where he can come out one quarter and he can bust out with some touchdowns. So I'm actually, in a standard, I'm going to lean Golladay here. I don't know about you, Boggs.
I'm going to go Cooper Kupp just because Washington got torched last week. They got absolutely beat up through the air by Nelson Aguilar. And I'm not of the biggest, I don't have the confidence in Jared Goff, but that Washington secondary is garbage. And the over is a little bit higher for the Rams and Washington. It's 46. In Detroit, it's 43.5. Not that that's that big a deal, but when you're talking about guys that are so close together, I'll go towards the one with the higher over, just, you know, maybe a garbage touchdown at the end or something.
So, Sam, since we disagreed and we went with different players, the only thing I would say is, here's how to look at it, is I think Golladay is the risk play with the high upside, and I think Cooper Kupp is your safety blanket option, where it looks like he's a guy that might be able to week in and week out, you know, three or four catches, 60 yards. We'll see if the touchdowns come, where Kenny Golladay has that big blow-up game type of potential. So if you want to play it risky, you can go Golladay. If you want to play it safe, go Cooper Kupp. Hopefully that helps you out.
All right, man. All right, thank you. I appreciate you guys' help. All right.
Thanks, buddy. No problem. I'm envious of you. I'm going to come stay in San Diego. All right. I love San Diego, dude. I don't know. Do you go to San Diego?
Yeah, I've been to San Diego. I was there when Manny Ramirez came back from his gigantic 100-game suspension.
That's all I want to do. Like, all I want to do is just, yeah. Pavona's saying horrible things. We can't talk. We can't talk about this on the radio. San Diego's the most beautiful place on the planet, so that's all we have to talk about. All right, let's get to these games here. Unless you guys have questions, you know, 844-84-FNTSY, or you can tweet at us. We're happy to answer questions as we're going through this. We will rock out with some of the picks. And let's start with the Thursday game, Bogman. What do we have?
Houston at Cincinnati. Cincinnati is favored by 6.5, and the over-under is 38. I don't think we had an over-under that low all week last week. So
what
the Lions are going to get...
I want to like look real quick. I mean, I still have all the stuff.
I think it was 39. I think that was the low. 39.5.
It was Jacksonville and Houston. Again, they were the lowest last week.
Well, Blake Bortles and Tom Savage. And Tom Savage got replaced by Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson should be starting in this game. Does that give you more confidence or less confidence in the Houston offense?
That's Savage. See, but there's such conflicting reports, because there's a lot that Deshaun Watson might start the game.
No, I said Watson's going to start.
Oh, I thought you said Tom Savage. I was like, Tom Savage?
No. Watson's going to start. He took like all the first string snaps today.
Here's where I'm going to go with this. I'm going to take Cincinnati in the -6.5, but I'm going to go, and maybe I'm a rube here, I'm going to take the over on this because I think game plan wise, I think we can work a little bit better on both ends of these games this week. They've already talked about this. Deontay Foreman may have a little bit more of a run in this game, which is going to be really good. And I would tell a lot of people right now, if you have a deep bench and you have the ability to do it, I would take a look at picking up Deontay Foreman to be preemptive. You know, like strike before anybody else, before he blows up. I'm not saying he's going to blow up here. He's a second half guy, but he's going to have an increased workload. I think the Watson DeAndre Hopkins stuff is going to be good. I'm not on Lamar Miller this week. I think they're going to be relying on the pass, which makes me think guys like DeAndre Hopkins are going to have big games. And I think Foreman, they have to with losing the tight ends. And I think Cincinnati is going to have worked their game plan out. Joe Mixon, I expect to be a little bit better in this game, and A.J. Green. So I'm going to take Cincinnati, and I'm going to take the over.
I hate this game right here. This is two dogs effing. I'll go with Cincinnati, and...
Oh, you going to take the under?
I'm going to take the under.
That's kind
of
okay.
These, right. I mean, could just see this, like, you know, the middle of the field being chewed up in this game because nobody makes it into the red zone.
It's just Houston going to be like the under every single week?
Completely. Yeah, they probably should be because, I mean, unless Watson starts to get it rolling. Watson could definitely get it rolling, but I'll take the under just because I hate both these teams right now.
I mean,
they need to get back on track. I mean, Cincinnati should get back on track, but. I don't know, Andy Dalton sucks. So
couldn't be a worse game on Thursday. I'm telling you, people go spend the time with Bogman. We got to call Nick in New Jersey. We got a trade conversation, and let's see what's going on with it. Nick, what's up, man?
How you doing? If you guys have the time, I got two trade offers, but
Let's do it.
All right. Someone offered me DeMarco Murray for Terrell Pryor. And
ooh.
Carlos Hyde.
Pass.
Okay. Let's focus on that trade for a second, real quick. Is it PPR?
No, it's standard. And I'm stacked at wide receiver. I have Baldwin, AJ Green, and Mike Evans.
Jesus. And, okay, so is Pryor even starting?
No.
And what do your running backs look like?
My running backs are... let's tell you right now. I have Carlos Hyde was my first pick, and then I got Leonard Fournette, Mike Gillisley, and Doug Martin.
And I do that trade. I'm doing that trade. If you're not starting Terrell Pryor and DeMarco Murray, you get to put in there with Leonard Fournette. I'm doing that trade.
I think it's rough.
I mean. I can see this going either way. To me, personally, your team is so good, I feel like I would want to keep the depth. Because you're not hurting anywhere, I don't think you need to make the trade. But if you'd rather have a more consistent starter in DeMarco Murray every week, I can understand you doing it.
I was talking about trading DeMarco Murray earlier, but that's the way I do it. All right, we got like 2 minutes here, so let's get the other one real quick.
All right, I got someone offered me Odell, Jordan Howard, and Danny Amendola. Fournette, Evans, and Martin.
Odell. Well, run it one more time.
Odell, Jordan Howard, and Danny Amendola for Fournette, Evans, and Doug Martin.
I want the Evans and Fournette side.
Really? God, why are we disagreeing so much? Because I think... I like Odell over Mike Evans because now he's missed the one game.
Well, let's just say that they're even... You know, but Odell could drag on him. So let's say that Evans and Odell are even. Would you rather have Fournette or would you rather have Jordan Howard for the rest of the season?
I am leaning Fournette a little bit, but I lean Odell over Mike Evans. My boy,
I just don't. I think they're even, and I would lean Fournette. So
you know,
the third one doesn't even matter. But who were the third? It was get back Doug Martin. And
no, he gets back Amendola, and he trades Doug Martin. You know what? I'm gonna side there. Nick, do this. We're going to break here. Don't do the second trade. Do the first one. The second trade, when you start trading Fournette and Mike Evans, make it a trade that you cannot pass up. That one is very even, but there is more inherent risk. And people forget, Mike Evans, no bye week the rest of the way through. That's a kind of valuable piece that people need to remember. So maybe consider that. It's a good point, Bogman. All right, we got more coming up. More picks, any of your calls. It's all good. Bogman and the Welsh, we'll be right back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
What's up? We are back. It is In This League. Bogman and the Welsh. You can find us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports. How would you like your hand at potentially winning two tickets to the Super Bowl? I'll double down. How would you actually like to help people? That's something that usually doesn't go hand in hand when, like, hey, you want to win something? Would you also like to help people? Well, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Fantasy Draft are attempting to do both of those two things. Go to dailyroto.com/DKMS. Do it right now, and you can find out how you can potentially help a whole bunch of people, as the DKMS is a nonprofit whose mission is to fight against blood cancer, and they're doing that with bone marrow donations. You can sign up, you can help, you can straight up donate, but if you want to get to brass tacks as well, they have created a contest where at the very bottom it's Enter the Daily Fantasy Football Contest, where you can set a lineup over at Fantasy Draft, and the winner each week will play against each other in week 17. So 16 people will play up against each other, and one is going to win a pair of tickets to the Super Bowl. And I want it to be from this show, and I desperately want you to take me. So please do that. So go sign up today. Let's get tons and tons of people on it. Let's blow it out of the water. It's, I mean, hey, you want to play the contest? It's nothing to you. You want to step up your game and do something for someone else? You can donate or do more. But just go check it out. DailyRoto.com/DKMS. All right. We left off at the Monday game, the garbage one. Let us now get in. What's the next game we got, Boggs?
Cleveland at Baltimore. Baltimore is favored by 9. The over-under, another low one. 38.5, the Welsh.
Do I have to go first? Gross.
I'll go first on this one if you want.
Ooh, I bet. I think we're going to pick the same team, but go ahead.
I'm going to take Cleveland.
Me too.
Against the spread, and I am going to go over on the spread.
Me too. I'm going to do both. Cleveland did some work. They almost took it out from your Pittsburgh Steelers last week. They are very, very confident with DeShone Kizer. So I think if we're getting 9 points on that, I like it. Baltimore, I mean, they're still fine. I mean, that was Danny Woodhead, which is a big deal, and it's another week of Flacco being healthy. But I think Cleveland is going to make this a ball game, so I really like the points I'm getting. And I don't know. I'm not going to take the under.
It's an ugly game. Not a lot going on fantasy wise. I mean, Macklin's probably a pretty good play. Crowell should have a better week this week. But other than that,
Terrence West is a great play this week. Terrence West, I mean, he is going to solidify himself. Buck Allen's going to be there, and Buck Allen was up there in touches. So you got to, you know, if he's still sitting out on the wire, he's someone, like I told you with Deontay Foreman. I mean, if he's still available, he's someone you should be looking at. He should be taking the Danny Woodhead role. So we're going to see some pass catching going on. But yeah, I don't. I mean, I think
you drop Smallwood for those guys, or do you want to give Smallwood another week or two?
Nah. I'm done. That's enough. With Smallwood. That whole preseason bull crap we got of Smallwood potentially being a starter, that's over with. That's completely done. I'm not worried about that whatsoever. But on the Cleveland side, you still got to like Corey Coleman, which I'm still a fan of. And I think Isaiah Crowell is going to have a better game. And, you know, they also said with Duke Johnson, they don't plan for him to just be a slot receiver. So I think what we're going to see is him more solidifying himself back as a runner while also catching
passes.
He had
more tight end snaps than he had running back snaps.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Snaps
so
last
I'm,
week is nuts.
Yeah, so I'm in on that, but it's not a sexy game. Again, we got a good caller here. Michael from New Jersey, a couple Jersey boys calling in, and we got a quarterback question. Mike, what's up, man?
Oh, so man, which quarterback pick? Matt Ryan or Tom Brady?
Matt Ryan, Tom Brady this week. It's Tom Brady all day, every day, because it's going against New Orleans. That's an easy one for me, baby.
And he's pissed about losing last week, so Tom Brady all the way.
Yeah, he's gonna throw 6 touchdowns. Almost guarantee it.
Running back. What's your pick running back? What's your pick?
Who do you got?
What's your running back?
You know, who are your two running back choices?
Lance and Kirk.
What do you think, Pogs?
I'll go with Lynch.
I'll go with Lynch, too. Okay, that's good stuff. All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks for calling in. Tom Brady, Dalvin Cook, they going to do some work for you. You be good. All right, let's pick up at the next game. What do we got, Boggs?
Buffalo versus Carolina. Carolina is favored by 7. The over-under is 43. Really? This one, a little bit high for my taste. I think I'm going to take Carolina and the under in this one.
I'm going to take Buffalo and the under. So I'm going to go Buffalo with the under with you, but I don't know the points. Dude, Cam Newton looked awful. They looked awful. I mean, maybe it's a product. Is it the chicken or the egg type of conversation? Was it, you know, a product of the 49ers defense being better than most thought? Or was it that the Panthers really made a poor performance look better, way better than it was? You know, I mean, Christian McCaffrey is going to be able to kind of mitigate some of the grossness of the offense, but Cam Newton just didn't look that good. And Buffalo is going to just powerhouse with LeSean McCoy all day, every day. I'm hoping Zay Jones has a bigger game. So if you're giving me 7 points, I think it's a closer game, but it's also a lower scoring game. So that's why I go Buffalo in the under.
Are you, I know you're a jaded Niner fan, but yep. Was it more Carolina has good defense or it's just, you know, Hoyer the Destroyer could not get anything done?
No, I mean, you're not going to win when you have 2 play calls in your playbook. Throw it 2 yards or throw it 70 yards. And that's all that they did. It didn't work. Marquise Goodwin is just a not good player. He's a horrible player, and he's not a good deep option. No, he's got good.
Back off.
A good, great guy. He does great, awesome stuff. I personally really like Marquise Goodwin. Week 1, he showed he's garbage. Pierre Garçon, they did not get the ball to. They made a big old stink about Kittle being in there and Taylor being in there. They did nothing. They couldn't run. Carolina's defense is not that good. San Francisco's just that bad. So they're going to be bad. Okay, chicken. What do you want to do?
Quick chicken. McCaffrey, I'll open at 60 total yards.
Oh, I mean, I think McCaffrey is going to be the lit one. I'll go 85.
I'll go 90.
Total yards, right?
Total yards.
110.
All right, I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
McCaffrey, yeah, 110 for the Welsh for quick chicken.
I'm telling you, McCaffrey is going to be the consistent fantasy option in PPR. I mean, I don't know how much he did for anybody in standard or anything like that, but Christian McCaffrey is going to be the shining light in that offense for most of the season when guys like Kelvin Benjamin and Devin Funchess suck. So Buffalo under for me.
I think Kelvin Benjamin's going to get better. I think Carolina's offense is going to get better. So that's why I'll go. Well, I mean, I am taking the under. This is going to be a tougher game. Buffalo likes to play ball control, but I think Carolina can win by a touchdown. It's their home opener. You know, Buffalo doesn't seem to travel that well. So I'll go with Carolina.
Okay. I mean, I don't. Apparently, I'm the one that I know how to pick the games on the spread, but I don't know how to do the over under. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, neither do I. I was worse on the over unders than you were. But that's week 2, we're not here to talk about the past. How about the Cardinals at the Colts? The Welsh Cardinals are favored by 7. Over under is 44.
I actually like this game. I kind of crapped on the Cardinals and Carson Palmer just in their performance last week, rightfully so. But I am going to go Arizona, and I'm going to take the over on this game because I do think Arizona's defense has some grossness to it. And we discovered, like, you know, like they want to still present themselves. Hey, it's a good defense, but they lost Calais Campbell. They've lost some pieces that did mean a decent amount to them. Deion Buchanan is, I don't know if he's going to play. He's questionable. He hurt his ankle and he didn't play week 1. So I'm not saying, you know, the Colts are good. Jacoby Brissett might start, but I could see the Colts manufacturing a couple touchdowns. Marlon Mack looked like a little spark plug. Frank, probably a lot of Frank Gore this week, I would expect. So, you know, you guys looking to start him. I'm a fan. Frank Gore has tore apart the Cardinals before. As a 49er fan who's seen almost all of Frank Gore's games, he knows how to tear up the Cardinals. So I like Frank Gore this week. And on the Cardinals side, though, I think this is where a lot of the offense comes. And I feel confident about the minus seven here. So I think Carson Palmer will have a serviceable game. I think we'll see a bit of the running backs. I think Larry Fitzgerald is back. We'll probably get some John Brown and maybe even a little defensive touchdown from the Cardinals. So give me AZ and the over.
Palmer has to be better. He's got to be better. So I do like the Cardinals to win this, and I like them to win it going away, of course. Let me ask you this. 2016 Rams offense or 2017 Colts offense without Andrew Luck? I'll take 2016 Rams.
Me too.
Colts
totally.
Look like the worst offense I've ever seen in my life right now. So that's why I got to take the under. I think this game could be 35-0. I would not be shocked by that.
I wouldn't be shocked at that. I just think it's going to be messy.
It's definitely going to be messy. Both teams looked bad last week. But the Cardinals really gave it away at the end. So I think the defense is going to play better, and that is bad news for the Colts.
Yeah, all right. What else we got?
Tennessee at Jacksonville, the Welsh. Tennessee is favored by 2.5. Over under is 43.5.
Hey, you go first on this.
I'm going to take Jacksonville in the under. The defense looked like it was for real. They're at home, coming off a big win. I mean, this is prime for a letdown. I know Tennessee was, they were my favorite AFC South team going into the, well, I'm still going to take the under because they do still have Bortles. But Tennessee's defense did not look great either. So I'm going to take Jacksonville in the under.
Yeah, I mean, Jacksonville's defense looked good. I'm going to go exact opposite of you. I'm going Tennessee and over on this one. Tennessee's offense surprisingly has the potential to explode. They lose Allen Robinson, the Jaguars do, but that offense is still built around it. Now, if Tennessee's offense bears down and it's a whole bunch of Leonard Fournette, you know, just pound him 28 times, well, then it's probably going to hit the under. I expect some pass-heavy stuff here, especially from Tennessee, which could cause Jacksonville to be playing a little bit from behind. So give me Tennessee and the over. And we got like a minute here, so let's save this. We got a whole bunch we got to pack in here on the back end, so we'll probably be plowing a little bit through this. But I want to remind you guys, if you guys have fantasy questions at any time, make sure you're following us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. You can tweet at us if you missed a question, we didn't get to something you want to take, do that. Or you can find the football podcast. You can find this one, by the way, at fantasysportsnetwork.com on the on demand. But if you go and search In This League on iTunes, you'll find this show, the football show, and every show that we do because we are maniacs in the fantasy podcast world, and there's a lot of content for you to have. So if you dig it, we're going to hook you up. So don't go anywhere. We got more. We're going to do some rapid-fire pick-ems here in the last two segments of In This League. We'll be right back. Bogman and Welsh.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe.
And I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
Final couple segments. Let's try to get the words out of my mouth. I can't do it because week two is so damn exciting. I don't even know how to control myself, but it is the final few segments for us to get out our week two picks. But like I said, join us in the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, which will air Friday. Chris Harris from Harris Football, he will be on, and we will be breaking down some of the top plays of the week. We do our voicemail segment, and we play some more chicken. We'll play a little bit more advanced chicken games there. So we don't have the speed, but we got a lot of games to get through here. So let's burn through some of these games, Boggs.
Philly at Kansas City, the Welsh, Kansas City, and slinging Alex Smith, our favorite by 5.5 points. The over-under is 47.5, the Welsh. Who are you taking in this one? You get to go first, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if I were a gambling man, this is a game I would try not to have any part of whatsoever. But for argument's sake here, I'm going to go Kansas City in the under. Because that's Kansas a high City. Over for two good, I mean, one really good defense and another pretty decent one. And I don't know how stunted these offenses are going to be this week. 5.5 for Kansas City is a little rich for my blood, but I still like Tyreek Hill in the game. Kareem Hunt does some business, and I'm hoping for the return of Darren Sproles this week.
I'm also going to take Kansas City. I think the 4 extra days to prepare is pretty big in the NFL. I'll go with the over. I just think that there's going to be some weird defensive special team stuff going on, maybe some returns on either side because they both have good defenses. And I just think maybe this one gets away at the end, maybe some garbage time. One of these teams, I think, will take a lead and we'll get some garbage time. So I'll take Kansas City in the over.
I could
on that
see that
one.
I could see that one.
How about this one? The highest over under of the week, the Welsh. It is New England at New Orleans. New England is favored by 6.5. The over under is 56. New England is pissed. They got embarrassed at home by the Chiefs. What do you think?
I mean, here's a couple things. I think New England is going to pound them. I look at these two teams, and the rough part about it is it's hard to picture either one of these, at least in my mind, to be 0-2, but someone's going to. And yeah. I don't think it's going to be New England. I think New England is going to pound on this. The problem here is I feel like and I'm fine with the 6.5 because both offenses are just going to go through. I feel like the 56 is set up to be a sucker's bet. You know, you got to take yes. the under. Everyone wants to take the under on it. I'm going to jolt and I'm going to go the over. It's a high ass one, but I'm going to go the over okay. because New Orleans can't stop anybody. And New England's not going to be the place where it starts. And I think New Orleans is also going to be on a push. You're going to see some Peterson. You're going to see a lot more pass game stuff going. And I think there's going to be a whole lot of scoring. And then, I mean, I say that and it's going to be like 20-14 or something like that. But I'll go New England in the over.
I'm going to take New England and I'm going to take the under. I just think that they're going to be focused on both sides of the ball. So while New Orleans does have a great offense, I would kind of be surprised to see them have another bad showing on defense 2 weeks in a row. Even though if they are going to be bad, I think this is the year they're going to be bad on defense, but they can outscore anybody.
You know who I feel like I like in this game, week. By the way? I feel like I like Who's James that? White. James White a lot in this.
Yeah,
game.
No, James White I think is a really good play this week. I think Alvin Kamara is too. He got
great
involved,
call.
And they should be coming back. So, a lot of catch up playing. So, I think Kamara is going to be big in this game too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you.
Minnesota at Pittsburgh. The Welsh. The Steelers are favored by 5.5 points on their own home turf. Over under is 45.5.
Man, I tell you, I want to go Minnesota here. I don't think Minnesota can win in Pittsburgh. Just Cleveland did so much work on Pittsburgh.
But
and
can they beat
close.
The spread in
yeah,
Pittsburgh?
You know,
that's the thing.
I'm going to go Minnesota. I don't think they're going to beat Pittsburgh, but I think it's going to be a close game. And I'm going to go the over on that because we saw what Minnesota's offense did Monday, and we know what Pittsburgh's offense can do. So give me the over and give me Minnesota to cover at least the 5.5.
We know Ben is better at home, so I'm going to take Pittsburgh, and I'm going to take the over. I just don't believe in Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford
big,
had a really good game.
But how big do you think Diggs is going to be, though? I feel like Diggs is going to have another big game. Maybe it's Thielen. I think they're both going to be big again this week.
Well, you know, the weakness of the Steelers' defense is the secondary. So if somebody's going to have a big game, those are the two to pick. Maybe even Rudolph, too. But, I don't think Cooks is going to have a big game. But the Steelers are always playing down to their opponents. It just seems like that. So this game could wind up being super close and being low scoring. So they kind of tend to match the team they're playing with sometimes. So that could be the way it goes. But I'm going to take Pittsburgh to put up a bunch of points. Chicago at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay favored by 7. Over under is 43. This game is in Tampa Bay, even though they talked about possibly moving it.
I am going to go, boy, I'm going to go Tampa Bay and over. I'm taking a lot of overs.
43 points. Chicago's D look good. Tampa Bay did have an extra week to prep for this game. So I'm definitely going to take Tampa Bay, but I'm going to take the under. I just still think that the offenses are getting in rhythm. And you're going Tampa Bay and over?
I'm going Tampa Bay and over. I feel like like we should count this. You have gone massively under, and I'm going massively over this week.
Well, a lot of the games last week were unders, so and that was where I missed. I took a lot of overs last week, so I don't want to get caught again. How about Miami at the Clippers, the Welsh, LAC, at the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers by 4.5, over under 45.
I'm definitely taking the over again. And I'm gonna go Chargers. Melvin Gordon looks so good. Melvin Gordon, I don't know, man. I think he's still gonna be big. Keenan Allen's gonna be big. It is a benefit that Miami had that extra week, but there's a lot that's in flux here. I mean, man, you want two personalities at quarterback. Get Jay Cutler and Phillip Rivers at the same game. That's gonna be full of the cult of personality, I'll tell you. But I'm gonna go with your Clippers in the over.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins in the over. That extra week is just too much for me. We got a couple big spreads coming up here. This is the first one. Oakland by 14 over the Jets. It's in Oakland. Over under is 43.5.
I'm going to go Oakland in the under, and I don't like that. That spread is dirty. But, like, you know, you talked about before, I feel like this is a game that could be like 28-3 at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know what? The Oakland defense looked good last week. I'm with you. I'm going to do the same thing. Oakland in the under.
That's like one of the only two we've agreed on.
Yeah, I know. It's strange. We agree on something. Dallas at Denver. Dallas favored by 2, over under 42, the Welsh.
In Denver, that makes it tougher. I'm going to go Dallas and the under.
Dallas in the under. I'm going to take the Broncos in the under at home. It's always difficult to travel to Denver. Teams get worn out. So I will take...
What do you think about... real quick. I know we got a break coming up soon. We got a couple games. We made some good strides there to cover the games. We got a few more. But what do you think... our boy Seeley, for this week, if you go and look on his ranks, which you can find over at Roto Experts, he's got Dez Bryant as the 22nd receiver going up against Denver this week.
No fly zone.
You think he's going to get stuffed out for a second straight week?
I think it's definitely a possibility. I mean, Janoris Jenkins, I don't know that Janoris Jenkins did the greatest job on Dez, but, you know, he didn't have a great stat line. And it's tough to throw against Denver, man. And when you have a guy like Zeke, when they were so bad against the run last year, feed Zeke. Get him in that Salvation Army bucket again, man. He is going to get a lot of yards this week.
I felt like the Chargers exposed a lot of Denver's negatives that I think the Cowboys are going to be able to use. Melvin Gordon was pretty effective in the game. They were able to definitely run some passing routes. I mean, Tyrell Williams, Keenan Allen, they didn't do anything big. You know, no one did anything huge, but I feel like there was some stuff there, and I think Dallas is they're still fiending, you know? They're going to be on a mission.
And some
I think
of the stuff
can be bigger.
Let's not forget some of the stuff we saw was the Chargers playing catch-up, too. So third and fourth quarter late when the defense is a little bit more tired. You saw them a couple breaks go their way. But
two straight
how
huge backs for Denver to go up against. Melvin Gordon and then Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough for Denver, but Denver is a pretty solid team. Okay. So I got to give them the benefit of the doubt at home.
All right, we got four more here, so we'll probably get one or two before the break, and then the last segment we'll get the last ones. What do we got?
Washington at the Rams, the Welsh. The Rams are favored by 2. Do you ever think you would hear that?
Nope.
When going into this season? Over-under is 46. The Washington Redskins have completely let you down. It will be Bavona and I only playing for Survivor this week.
Oh, yeah, I lost last week.
The Redskins booted you week one. I don't know why you picked them, but are you gonna go back to your faith?
I'm a sucker. I'm going to go back to Washington. Terrell Pryor looked like garbage, but he's going to fix it. They're going to be slinging the ball.
He had 6 for 66. He just dropped a couple big ones.
Yeah, the Rams showed that they have an offense there, so I'm going to go Washington and the over on this game.
Washington and the over. Man, I want to take the Redskins so much, but the Rams look too good. Give me the Rams, and I will take the over as well on that game.
All right, last one before the break here. What do we got?
Your Niners at the Seahawks. Seahawks by 14.
Ew.
Over under is 42.
Okay, so check this out. I am going to go San Francisco in the under because I don't like that spread. I think Seattle is going to win this game, but I see this as like a 21-10 type of thing. So I'm going to go under and San Francisco because of that spread. And it's Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan is going to try to be slinging that offense here.
Man, if this was in San Francisco, I'd take the Niners. But I'm going to take Seattle in the under. I think this game could be a 21-10, something like that. 25-10, 31-10. So it's going to be right up on that line, but I still got to take Seattle.
All right, well, we got two more. We got Green Bay, Atlanta, Detroit, the Giants, and we'll get the last picks from Bogman of the Welsh for the Survivor so we can restart this thing, damn it. All right, it's Bogman of the Welsh. It's In This League. Don't go anywhere. Final segment. We'll be right back.
This league.
Lev Bell is not a bust, but the week one performance makes me nervous, or I'm not worried at all, even a little bit, about Le'Veon Bell.
There are some real feelings of maybe concern, but there's nothing you can do about it. The best you could possibly do, you make a move to go get Melvin Gordon or LeSean McCoy, but you can't do that straight up. Well, you know who I want to tell you? One of my love children, Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon looked so good.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's always endless love. It's a sad time when the show has to change to another show and not be us. But it always happens, my dears. We will love you forever and ever and always. We've got two final picks here, and then we got to do a Survivor. So much to do in 4 minutes. My endless love. Not you, Bob. Not really anybody. I mean, love's a whole other story.
I mean, maybe your wife.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Let's not go too far. Let's not go too far. What do we got? What are the last ones here? And then let's get your guys' your Survivor, because I'm a big fat loser and have no part of it. So,
second largest over-under of the week. Green Bay at Atlanta the Welsh. Atlanta by 3, over-under 53.5 points.
Give me Green Bay and
or give me death
under, because I definitely think they could score those points up. But I think it'll halt out a little bit. Both have surprisingly okay, serviceable defenses. And you may see some running established trying to happen, you know, especially Devontae Freeman, maybe some more Ty Montgomery, maybe a little Jamal Williams. So I'll go in that area, but I like all the key players in this game for sure. Austin Hooper, another probably sneaky tight end option this week.
Man, I am going to go with the Dirty Birds and the under in this one. I just think both offenses looked somewhat unimpressive last week. You know, the Falcons, it took them a little while to get going against Chicago. They were on the road. Green Bay at home was tough against the Seattle, but I give Green Bay a little bit more. I mean, Seattle's defense is better, so now I'm still going to take Atlanta at home in the under. I'll flip-flop here. I'll new waffle order. Detroit at the Giants. Giants by 3, over under 43.5.
I'm going to go Giants. Man, I don't know. I'm going to go the over. Giants in the over on this one for me.
Giants looked too bad last week. I can't do it. I'm going to take Detroit in the over.
Okay. I think we're going to see a little bit more Paul Perkins back this week. Hopefully Brandon Marshall can have more than a catch in the fourth quarter and he can do a little bit more. So I think the Giants are going to re-solidify themselves. There's a lot of people that think the Giants are going to do big, huge things this year. And I think it'll start Monday night at home.
Yeah, I mean, I just want it to be a good game. We got a really good end to last week with the Chargers and the Broncos. So hopefully that game can match it.
All right, well, let's do this then. You two, I mean, I am just a horrible loser who can only pick the spreads, can't pick the overs.
You were really good against the spreads and the over-under. 6-8 is actually good.
By the way, if I'm like 60% plus again, I'm going to just set up a hotline. When you guys call 844 FNTSY 844-84-FNTSY, it'll be a $5.99 a minute thing because I'll be claiming for my picture. I'm going to go on with Morrissey. I'm going to go on with Gabe, and I'm going to start just screaming and giving picks and winning money and doing all that stuff. But I did not do good, so you guys, you and Pavona, get on the mic. You guys get to do your Survivor pick, and I'll just sit here and drink some water.
Tony Sincada says hi.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Okay, so now you
I'm
going to
take Seattle for my I'm going to take Seattle for my over. What are you for my survivor? What are you taking, Mavana?
I kind of want to take the Falcons. I want to get the I want to get them out of the way.
Atlanta against Green Bay?
Yeah.
That one's tough. Okay.
I like that. Let's get this thing restarted. Let's get this whole thing restarted so I can get back in it. No, don't make a change of mind. Keep that one.
Oh, I mean, I tried to convince you last week, and you were having none of it. And maybe this week I try to convince Bavona, but
I gotta be honest.
All right,
I think that,
I'm gonna
I
go
think
with
the
Seattle
start,
Niners.
I don't think the Packers are that good. Not this year.
Okay, so okay. Who do you have, Scott?
I've got Seattle against the Niners.
Okay, well that's an easy one. All right, Bogman will win. We'll restart this thing. We'll restart this thing. We'll get Tony in it. Tony wants to do it. Tony's saying hi. Let's get Cincata in on it next week when we get to restart. That'll be fun.
We'll do better if Green Bay wins.
Yeah, we'll just eventually start adding everybody. We'll get Gabe on. We'll just do everybody, and I'll be out week one every single time. But apparently I'm amazing. Let's see how amazing I am with my picks. Go check us out, InThisLeague.com.